I had the pleasure of meeting Dr. Maurer at a KNFB board meeting a few months ago, and he invited me to come to the conference, and I was so excited to be here because Baker & Taylor, who has been one of the largest players in the book business for literally 180 years, we were founded that long ago. I joined about 3 years ago, so I'm not sure what happened for the last 177, but for the last 3 years that I've been a part of Baker & Taylor, we've seen a revolutionary change within the publishing business. And as you've heard from other speakers, we've seen a revolutionary change within the technology business. So one of the key partnerships we developed a little over 2 years ago was with KNFB Reading Technologies with Ray and Jim. And the reason this is so exciting is because our publishers want more digital media to get to everybody on multiple platforms and via multiple devices. So at Baker & Taylor with KNFB and the development of Blio, we play a couple key roles. When you think about the publishing community and what they're trying to accomplish with getting all of their content to you however you want to read it, either in physical or digital format, as digital starts to take a bigger role, they look for players like Baker & Taylor who have relationships with our channel partners across what we do with public libraries, academic libraries, research libraries, and school libraries, which are really key institutions that we distribute in today. We also work with over 17,000 retail locations, and we distribute content in book form to over 120 companies worldwide. So the publishers came to us a couple years ago and said, how can you get your digital media into all of those channels, and how can you help us create new channels as these devices start to proliferate? Jim talked about the iPhone and the iPad. It has defined the tablet marketplace. But what you're going to see over the next couple years, and we were at CES together, the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas in January, over 80 new tablets were introduced from companies such as HP and Toshiba and Dell and Samsung and LG and others. So the key for us is whatever device you may own, whether it's a laptop, a PC, a netbook, whether it's a smartphone, or whether it's a particular tablet from any manufacturer, whether it's on any platform, as Jim talked about, it could be Windows-based device, it could be iOS with Apple, it could be Android, it could be WebOS, which is a new HP platform with their acquisition of Palm, or it could be on the new Windows Phone 7 platform that's coming out. I think the key for you is to be able to take that content you bought on Blio and read that book on any device you have, not be tied to one. So the key role that we play is really to work with the publishers. So let me give you an example of the largest publisher in the world, who is Random House. We go to Random House, and as Baker & Taylor, we sign a terms of sale agreement to take their digital media and distribute it into our network. Once we get that agreement completed, they give us all of their files. We give those files to KNFB, and they do the conversion to the proper format so it plays on Blio, and you can read the book with all accessibility attached as well. We then take that book and we QA it. We actually have over 30 people sitting in Bridgewater, New Jersey that look at every single book and make sure it reads perfectly. So when you buy that book, you get your money's worth and that book has no issues. Once that book is QA'd, we then make that book ready to vend, which means any store where Blio is accepted now has that book automatically ready for purchase. So today, when you go into the HP store or the Dell store or the Blio.com store and you're looking for the new bestseller from James Patterson, you know that book can be downloaded, it works beautifully, and it plays across all the variety of different platforms. So at Baker & Taylor, as Ray said, we have over 44,000 publisher relationships. When you look at the paid digital media titles, in addition to what the free titles that we have that come from the public domain arena from Google and others, we've got over 300,000 books committed that are bestseller and books from content categories that the publishers want to bring to digital media that I think you'll enjoy, and Jim has some in his library. Books that are based on travel, cookbooks. We've got some phenomenal children's books coming in from publishers like Disney that not only have read aloud with professional voices of the actors who are in the movies, if you've seen the Toy Story or the Cars movie, they actually have the read aloud for you from the actor's voice, and we also have synced up the music. So it makes this enhanced content so much more exciting to have play on your multifunction device. The other thing the publishers are seeing is kind of what's happening from a trend perspective in their space. Today, the book business in the U.S. is about a $26 billion market space. So $26 billion of books are sold in the U.S. today. By the year 2013, they project that number to go to $32 billion. So it's about a 6% growth. However, the key statistic is by 2013, they expect the digital media sales to be 35 to 40% of that $32 billion. So you're looking at between $9 and $11 billion being purchased through digital media downloads. The reason that we've partnered with KNFB and Blio, because it really is platform agnostic and device agnostic, and we want to make it accessible everywhere, is so you can then access that content on whatever device you happen to buy. The other key statistic is when you look at the amount of devices that ship annually, there's over 390 million PCs that ship, there's over 375 million smartphones that ship, and the tablet estimates are going through the roof based on what's happening with these new releases, but they expect close to 100 million tablets to ship in 2011. So if you add those numbers up, you get between 700 and 800 million devices that ship worldwide that are multifunction. And I think one of the other presenters mentioned, as a student, or as a user or a consumer or a patron of a library, you want to be able to read your book on the same device where you can make your phone call, manage your schedule, you know, take your photos, and use it as a phone as well. So our strategy is to get Blio on all of these multifunction devices worldwide. So to date, we have signed contracts along with KNFB to be on all of Dell's devices, HP's devices, Toshiba's devices, LG's devices, and we just signed our first carrier in T-Mobile. So in the next month, if you go to a T-Mobile store and buy one of the devices, we will have Blio preloaded. What I mean by preloaded is that they actually preload the software at the factory. So in addition, if you have an existing device from HP, Toshiba, Dell, or others, you can actually go to microsites we've also developed and download the software for free, and the software comes with an associated bookstore, and you begin to buy. So if you buy a new device or you have an existing device, you can now have Blio accessible. Very excited to say that by the end of this calendar year, we'll have Blio preloaded on 25 million devices in the United States. And we plan to have it preloaded in 2012 on 60 million devices. So the key for us is not only to be in the U.S., but the next step is to move globally. From the standpoint of other things that we provide as Baker & Taylor, it's not only this new device network for the publishers, but we also have two other key channels where we've played leading roles for many, many years. I mentioned the library channel. At the ALA, which is the American Library Association's conference in New Orleans, it literally happened a couple weeks ago, we announced a new system called Access 360, where as a patron of a public library, and I found out this stat the other day, it was kind of amazing, there's 205 million library cards issued in the United States. You'll be able to go to a website and download digital media to multiple devices. So in addition to going into a branch, if it's 2 o'clock in the morning and you can't wait to get that bestseller through your public library for free, you can use our technology with Blio as the reader to be able to download that book. Very exciting product for the library business. And then the other key development, and one of the previous speakers was talking about textbooks and education. We developed a product called My Books and More that also has Blio as the reader that allows us to web host online physical and digital book stores for the college bookstores that can't do it themselves. And in the U.S., there's 4,000 college bookstores approximately, of which 2,000 are independently owned. The other 2,000 are owned by companies like Barnes & Noble and Follett. For the 2,000 that are independently owned, we're talking to them about licensing this technology. So if you're the student of a new university, you're being marketed to get your physical and your digital books through the website. And by the way, those digital books are going to work on all the platforms and all the devices. So you're not going to have to be told you have to bring one device into the classroom, whether you have your iPad or your tablet from Samsung or HP, or whether you have your smartphone or your PC, you're going to be able to read that textbook on accounting or economics the same way that the student sitting next to you would. So the key for us is really, this is really in its infancy. We've got, you know, Blio on the 25 million devices by the end of 2011. We hope to have it on hundreds of millions over the next 4 to 5 years. Be assured you're going to have every single book available to you, accessible to you, that the publishers give, because they're giving all the books to us that you could get at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or others. So BLIO will have all the content. And then it will also have significant amounts of enhanced content where the publishers are looking to bring music into the books, bring professional video in the books, bring author interviews into the bestsellers so you can hear what the professor is saying if you're a student through the technology, or you can hear the author talk about his thoughts when he happened to write that particular bestseller. So we are very excited about the partnership with KNFB. We're very excited to have hopefully 3,000 to 4,000 more BLIO users in the room as of tomorrow morning. And I know that would make Jim very happy, as well as myself. And I thank you for inviting me to the conference, and look forward to the banquet this evening. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. Great presentation.